Well, Coach, you know, the decision to switch up duties for you, you go from coaching on the hardwood to the administrative side and becoming an AD at Alvarado, came as shock maybe to some in the area, but not really for you. You had this in the works for a while.
Yeah. As far as resigning as a basketball coach, I'd kind of thought maybe going into it, this is going to be my last year. I was able to take over high school softball, and I'd coached junior high softball, so doing three sports year-round and starting a family was going to be a whole lot, and I knew that, and I just kind of had myself mentally prepared. And then with the birth of our son and everything, him coming early and with the few health issues he has, it was just kind of the final sign that, hey, this is the right decision and this is the time to get out of basketball.
Well, 5 years as the head coach of the Falcons on the hardwood. Year one was rough for you, obviously, but you erased that year out and you've got a winning percentage of around 66% from year two onwards. Your program enjoyed quite a lot of success with you leading at the helm.
Yeah, I know we always talk about that first year. We don't want to not talk about that year because that was a big year for us where we either, laid down and me personally give it up and thought this isn't for me, or we kind of stick with our process. And like I told you, we were super young that year. We got everybody back but one kid, and those kids stuck with it, got in the gym over the summer, and kind of set the building blocks for the next 4 years after.
You know, you coached roughly 150 games. It's got to be tough to pick out of those games, one moment that. But what are some of the things from those past few years that have been the big moments that are going to stick with you the rest of your life?
Two games always stick out. Whenever we were able to knock off Meridian at home and give them their first SEC conference loss ever, and then that also propelled us into tying for the conference championship that year, which was the first time since the 1962-63 season. So that was really big for the kids, and we just remember our crowd and how loud they were and the atmosphere at home that night. And then not this season that just ended, but the one before, we were able to get a win over there in the regional, and that was the first time we'd done that since the 91-92 season. So those games and those milestones just kind of stick out when I look back and remember. But there's lots of good memories.
You know, I know that a lot of those memories have to do with the team, but one player that I think sticks out in people's mind is Akuntez Penn reaching 2,000 points. Has to be something of a pinnacle moment for, not just him, but also for you getting to share that achievement with him, who was there with you from the beginning.
Yeah, he was a lot of fun to have. He was an electric guard, and he was there as a freshman that year. We went 0-25, and I said his abilities and his skills pushed other kids, made them better. When we had guys coming through. We've had a lot of good guards come through since then. Sam Alsott, he scored a bunch of points for us. Dawson White was just shy of 1,500 points. So like I said, just building blocks and passing it on from one year to the other.
February 7th was a big night for the athletic department over at Alvarado. The football players involved in the co-op with Murfreesboro able to be honored some and show off that 4A state runner-up trophy. For a school that has to send their football players to another school to play on a team, I have to imagine that was something just as big, if not bigger, for the community of Alvarado as it was for Murfreesboro.
Oh, that was fantastic, and we're so happy for those boys that got to experience that. There's nothing like experiencing playing for a state title, and that's something they'll remember forever. And they missed our whole first tournament basketball season, and while we missed them on the basketball court, we were more than happy, and we kept rooting them on in the playoffs and hope they kept winning. They were able to make that awesome run, and yeah, it was awesome. And for the community, see people on social media, and you go to the games, and there's a ton of people from Alvarado School District there, and I think it was really great all around for us.
Well, kind of shift in focus now to next year when you take up the helm as the AD over at Alvarado. What goals do you have for the Falcons athletic department?
I just want to keep our programs running successfully, and we've had a lot of success in most of our sports the last few years than we've had in a long time. And I just want to build on the tradition, and we've got a few plans of things we'd like to do and get those into place, but just continue things smoothly and hope our do whatever I can to help our coaches and our teams be successful as they can.
Obviously, the basketball coach position will need to be filled. I imagine you're going to play a big role in picking your successor. What are you looking for in a potential candidate?
We just want somebody that's going to come in and look to continue the success we've had. And I know there's been a few people reach out. They've reached out to me through Facebook and email at the high school and stuff like that. It's kind of hard with communication going on with all this virus stuff. But someone's just going to put in time, and we want, the kids to work over the summer and in the off season and that kind of stuff. So we'll look for someone with those qualities.
Well, thank you for the time, Coach. Great things on the horizon for you, and we wish you and the rest of the El Dorado Athletic Department nothing but the best.
Thanks a lot, Matt. We appreciate it.